Next guest is always amazed at what people will throw out or just get rid of. Everything in our home is thrifted except for our couches and mattresses. Everything else comes from secondhand markets, charity shops and people giving away any unwanted items. The revamp tramp, Marianne Heffey. Am I saying that right?
Heffey.
Marianne Heffey is here to tell us about the art of finding hidden gems. The revamp tramp, I have to double check now. You're happy to go by that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That does sound a bit skip surfy.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, what would you recommend people to go find in secondhand furniture shops?
Anything they need, really. I mean, the one thing as well is when you go to secondhand shops is have an idea of what you might need for your house, because otherwise you can just find yourself like a kid in a candy store and buying all sorts that you may not have room for when you get home. So always have a little bit of an idea. Bring a measuring tape with you. Always bring a measuring tape with you.
Genius.
So that you know if it's going to fit or not. I suppose that means you should really have all the measurements of your house with you as well. But, you know, that's no bad thing either.
So I was looking for a tall, skinny, metre long table to sit over a radiator in a very narrow hall so I could put like phone and keys on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just when you come in.
Yeah.
And I wanted just a table. I didn't want a radiator cover or something like that. And I wanted something old. And I didn't measure it. And I bought a secondhand metal and glass table and now it's sitting in another room.
Yeah, yeah.
Rookie error. Measure.
Yeah, measure. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So know what you're looking for. Know the space you're filling. Because, see, the thing is, other thing is when you go to sort of a secondhand furniture shop, you can be very inspired by what you see.
Oh, that's the thing as well. And I mean, a lot of charity shops or secondhand shops now, they're set up far, like they're curated far better now. So everything isn't on top of each other. You can go in and you can actually look at all the pieces properly as if you were going into any furniture store. So it is good the way that everything is set out now. It's far easier to see pieces without having to, we'll say, rummage through a lot of crap as well, yeah. You know.
I stumbled across a secondhand furniture shop called Second Chance Furniture.
Yeah.
And it's a young guy in Wicklow Town and I just stumbled across him and I got amazing stuff. I got a bookshelf and he's laid it out really well, curated. Yeah. So you don't get sucked in and, you know, couches and beds are over there.
Yeah.
Don't need them. Yeah. Shelving units I need over here. Okay, so where do they get the stuff?
Well, I suppose like there's a few places really, and I suppose house clearances are one big thing as well, especially, you know, if people may have passed away and houses are going up for sale. Another thing as well is that a lot of people are downsizing and houses are getting a little bit smaller, so people aren't able to bring larger pieces with them anymore, so they're downsizing their furniture as well as their houses, so a lot of that furniture goes to charity shops. People are doing up their houses, so they may have really good furniture that they've had for 20, 30 years and now they're finally redecorating and they want to change their furniture, but maybe upcycling isn't for them, so those pieces go to charity shop. So it's not always bad stuff that goes. You'll find a lot of good stuff in charity shops that is there for very good reasons.
What about the cost? Is it cheaper or more expensive? I think it's going to be generally cheaper.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is going to be generally cheaper. Like, it has to be, you know. But I suppose the thing as well is just be aware that you'll still pay a little bit for it. But for your money, what you might buy that's flat packed, you'll get something that is solid wood,
yeah.
You know, for the same price. So, well, you know, it's worth
speaking
it.
Speaking of wood, what should we look at when it comes to wood furnishings? So, furnishings? It's all new to me. What should we look out? You know, if you're buying secondhand wood, do you have to look around the back and make sure?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I always laugh at this. Like, us Irish people, we're just too polite to check things, you
are
know.
We?
It makes us look like we're questioning or something, you know.
Yeah.
But no, look, you have to check your furniture, especially for things like woodworm. So if it is, for example, a chest of drawers, don't be afraid. Take out every single one of those drawers. Check under the drawers. Check the back of the drawers. Check the inside where the drawers were. Because these are all places woodworm does thrive on, you know. It's not always visible on the outside. So you have to check everywhere. Look, if you're not too sure, the thing you can do is you can tap it. If you see any of those little surface holes, those little small ones, tap the piece of furniture. If you see fresh dust coming out of it, give it a miss.
Okay.
And also, if you see that, don't be afraid to say it to the people in the store as well, because it can cause awful issues if there's more wood furniture around there as well. So,
amazing.
You know.
I actually bought a little Victorian table and sanded it and painted it cream and green. it was like a brand new, it was just stunning because I had that oldie worldy curved legs and all of a sudden I'd smartened it right up. I'm not brilliant at it now and I haven't got great patience for it. What kind of skills do I need to upcycle furniture?
Like,
and you do need some skills.
You do need some skills, but they're not, you know, they're not crazy skills. A lot of it is really down to knowing the right materials to use. One thing, and it's one thing not a lot of us have, I suppose, is the patience part of it, because we want it done and we want it done now. Patience.
I've no patience, yeah.
The right materials, and that doesn't mean expensive materials. It's, I always say this as a comparison, is like, you can go out and you can spend €1,000 on a camera, but it's not going to make you a photographer if you don't know how to use it.
Oh,
and
nice.
The same with any sort of materials for painting. If you're not 100% sure, there's so many tutorials online. There's workshops all around Ireland. There's plenty of info out there. But don't go out and spend a fortune on materials because you think that they'll do all the work for you. You still need to know how to use them.
You do workshops?
I do, yeah.
Online or?
No, I do them in person, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do them all over Ireland.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I run them in the fantastic Rediscovery Centre here in Dublin.
I love it, yeah.
About 4 or 5 times a year, and then down in Waterford as well.
Yeah.
I
honestly am going to come and do one.
They're great. They're a full day workshop, you know. You bring in a little small piece of furniture and I supply all the materials and you get to go home with a finished piece.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
What different types of surfaces are we working with now? Just say laminate. Can you repair laminate?
You can, of course.
Can you?
Again, it's all about knowing how to do it.
I'd be afraid of that now, no.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, you'll always have to make the choice, like, is it really worth, you know, putting your time, money and effort into it?
Yeah.
How much work is it going to need? If it doesn't need too much work, by all means, you can very, very easily work on it, yeah.
And what are the trends we're seeing on, like, my lovely little side table where people still doing flowers in the corners and stuff? Have trends changed?
Yeah, like, I suppose when I take in commissions, you'll find it's nearly always like very neutral colours, greys,
yeah.
You know, blacks, greens, creams. Not necessarily, people don't always necessarily want anything mad on their furniture. They just don't want the wood colour anymore. They want to brighten it up. So there is a lot of just very, very classic upcycling still going on. I think you'll find maybe pieces that are for sale are far more bespoke in that kind of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would you recommend starting with? What little piece of furniture should I bring in?
I would always say a little locker. They're fantastic, you know, and especially if
little side bed.
Little side, yeah, bedside locker. And especially if they have little drawers in them as well. You can always have great fun trying out different techniques, you know, because you, like, that's in a workshop, say, you do, you want to try out all the different things. So even if you go home with 3 different drawers, you've tried out loads of stuff, you know.
And what's your favourite piece that you've ever upcycled or thrifted?
Oh, well, now we'll say thrifted. I have a fabulous solid wood. It's a mid-century kind of sideboard in the kitchen.
Beautiful.
And that came from a house clearance. I wouldn't take a paintbrush to that now.
What did you
all.
Do to it?
I just cleaned it.
Sanded it.
Yeah, sanded it. Gave it a little bit of a refinish. But to be honest with you, cleaning is probably the biggest thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, even a really good, intense clean can bring up a beautiful surface again. So that's my favourite piece that I just have. My favourite piece I upcycled, oh God, I think it has to be a dressing table I did many years ago when I first started.
Wow.
And it ended up in a magazine and I think I was so proud because it was like, wow.
Stunning.
Yeah, and I still love it to this day.
So, Marianne, where can people find out about your courses?
So, I have the courses and they'll find them on the revamptramp.
.ie?
The revamptramp.ie.
Or they can email you, marianne@therevamptramp.ie.
Exactly,
to find out more courses. Listen, you're inspirational and I'm going to come along to one of your courses. Thank you so much. I think we've time to squeeze in another quick song just before the nuked. Here's Amy MacDonald. This is The Life.